Ryan Tinsman here with Andrew Walker for your Monday Redskins Park Update, presented by Easton's Automotive. Andrew, big day for the offense yesterday, led by Kirk Cousins. What's the news on Robert Griffin III, and will we see him out there on Sunday?
Well, it's just too early to tell right now. Mike Shanahan addressed that today in his weekly press conference and said that the doctors are still evaluating Robert. He's getting lots of treatment every day. So until they practice on Wednesday, there's really no telling what percentage he's at or where he's at. So Kirk Cousins did great. He got a text message from one of his heroes, Kurt Warner, after the game, he told me. So, he's on the right track, and the Redskins feel confident in either quarterback.
Disappointing news in Redskins Park this afternoon as the NFL announced that offensive tackle Jordan Black has been suspended for 4 games for performance-enhancing drugs. What does this do for the offensive line that's already a little bit beat up?
Could be devastating, but right now it's kind of early to tell, but Will Montgomery went out with a knee injury. We're still waiting to hear the exact results on that. It seems like an MCL sprain at this point. The grade, we don't know yet. That will be announced Wednesday. And Tyler Columbus went out of the game with a concussion and was replaced by Black. So it looks like Maurice Hurt and Tom Compton will have to step up. Hurt has had a little bit of starting experience. He stepped in last year when the O-line started going awry with injuries, and Compton's a draft pick from this year. So we'll see if either can step in and fill in that backup spot, or if Columbus is unable to go, they might have to start.
A number of key players along the O-line to watch out for. That unit has started all 13 games together this year, and it looks like there's going to be some shakeups down the stretch. We'll keep you updated here at Redskins Park. For Andrew Walker, I'm Brian Tinsman. This has been your update.